Chapter 47 Exaltation, the plan for our progression.
When we live with our Heavenly Father, He explained a plan for our progression. We could become like Him, an exalted being. The plan required that we be separated from Him and come to earth. This separation was necessary to prove whether we would obey our Father's commandments, even though we were no longer in His presence. The plan provided that when earth life ended, we would be judged and rewarded according to the degree of our faith and obedience. From the Scriptures, we learn that there are three kingdoms of glory in heaven. The Apostle Paul mentioned that he knew a man who was caught up to the third heaven, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. Paul named two of the kingdoms in heaven, the celestial and the terrestrial. See 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 40 through 42. The celestial is the highest, and the terrestrial is second. Through Latter-day Revelation, we learn that the third kingdom is the telestial kingdom. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 81. We also learn that there are three heavens or degrees within the celestial kingdom. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 131, verse 1.
Exaltation.
Question. What is exaltation? Exaltation is eternal life, the kind of life God lives. He lives in great glory. He is perfect. He possesses all knowledge and all wisdom. He is the Father of spirit children. He is a creator. We can become like our Heavenly Father. This is exaltation. If we prove faithful to the Lord, we will live in the highest degree of the celestial kingdom of heaven. We will become exalted to live with our Heavenly Father in eternal families. Exaltation is the greatest gift that Heavenly Father can give His children. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 14, verse 7.
Blessings of exaltation.
Question. What are some blessings that will be given to those who are exalted? Our Heavenly Father is perfect, and He glories in the fact that it is possible for His children to become like Him. His work and glory is to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. Moses chapter 1, verse 39. Those who receive exaltation in the celestial kingdom through faith in Jesus Christ will receive special blessings. The Lord has promised, all things are theirs. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 59. These are some of the blessings given to exalted people. 1. They will live eternally in the presence of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 62. 2. They will become gods. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 20 through 23. 3. They will be united eternally with their righteous family members and will be able to have eternal increase. 4. They will receive a fullness of joy. 5. They will have everything that our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ have, all power, glory, dominion, and knowledge. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 19 through 20. President Joseph Fielding Smith wrote, "The Father has promised through the Son that all that He has shall be given to those who are obedient to His commandments. They shall increase in knowledge, wisdom, and power, going from grace to grace, until the fullness of the perfect day shall burst upon them." Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 2, page 36.
Requirements for exaltation.
The time to fulfill the requirements for exaltation is now. See Alma chapter 34, verses 32 through 34. President Joseph Fielding Smith said, "In order to obtain the exaltation, we must accept the gospel and all its covenants, and take upon us the obligations which the Lord has offered, and walk in the light and the understanding of the truth, and live by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God." Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 2, page 43. To be exalted, we first must place our faith in Jesus Christ and then endure in that faith to the end of our lives. Our faith in Him must be such that we repent of our sins and obey His commandments. He commands us all to receive certain ordinances. 1, we must be baptized. 2, we must receive the laying on of hands to be confirmed a member of the Church of Jesus Christ and to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. 3, brethren must receive the Melchizedek priesthood and magnify their callings in the priesthood. 4, we must receive the temple endowment. 5, we must be married for eternity, either in this life or in the next. In addition to receiving the required ordinances, the Lord commands all of us to 1, love God and our neighbors, 2, keep the commandments, 3, repent of our wrongdoings, 4, search out our kindred dead and receive the saving ordinances of the gospel for them, 5, attend our church meetings as regularly as possible so we can renew our baptismal covenants by partaking of the sacrament, 6, love our family members and strengthen them in the ways of the Lord, 7, have family and individual prayers every day, 8, teach the gospel to others by word and example, 9, study the scriptures, 10, listen to and obey the inspired words of the prophets of the Lord. Finally, each of us needs to receive the Holy Ghost and learn to follow His direction in our individual lives. Questions: how do ordinances and covenants prepare us for exaltation? How does faith in Jesus Christ help us obey the commandments? Why must we learn to follow the direction of the Holy Ghost to become exalted?
After we have been faithful and endured to the end.
Question: what happens when we have endured to the end in faithful discipleship to Christ? The Lord has said, "If you keep my commandments and endure to the end, you shall have eternal life, which gift is the greatest of all the gifts of God." Doctrine and Covenants, section 14, verse 7. President Joseph Fielding Smith said, "If we will continue in God, that is, keep His commandments, worship Him and live His truth, then the time will come when we shall be bathed in the fullness of truth, which shall grow brighter and brighter until the perfect day." Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 2, page 36. The prophet Joseph Smith taught, "When you climb up a ladder, you must begin at the bottom and ascend step by step until you arrive at the top." And so it is with the principles of the gospel. You must begin with the first and go on until you learn all the principles of exaltation. But it will be a great while after you have passed through the veil or died before you will have learned them. It is not all to be comprehended in this world. It will be a great work to learn our salvation and exaltation, even beyond the grave. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, page 268. Joseph Smith taught, "It is the first principle of the gospel to know for a certainty the character of God. He was once a man like us. God Himself, the Father of us all, dwelt on an earth, the same as Jesus Christ Himself did." Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, pages 345 through 346. Our Heavenly Father knows our trials, our weaknesses, and our sins. He has compassion and mercy on us. He wants us to succeed even as He did. Imagine what joy each of us will have when we return to our Heavenly Father if we can say, "Father, I lived according to Thy will. I have been faithful and have kept Thy commandments. I am happy to be home again." Then we will hear Him say, "Well done. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Matthew chapter 25, verse 23. Suggestion: review Matthew chapter 25, verse 23. Think about how you would feel if you heard the Lord say these words to you.
Additional Scriptures
pertaining to exaltation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 3 through 4, 16 through 26, and verse 37. Eternal marriage is key to exaltation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 131, verses 1 through 4. Blessings of celestial glory explained. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 59 through 70. The power of godliness is manifest through priesthood ordinances. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 20 through 21.
For teachers, when you give class members or family members time to ponder gospel truths, reflect on their lives, or think about their love for Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, you give them an opportunity to be taught by the Holy Ghost.
End of chapter 47, Exaltation.